they know he extends plays. But in the postseason, he's become more of a true run threat, more of a guy who's eating up yards, who's running into the end zone in the playoffs here than we've seen for the most part earlier times in his career. So I would imagine with 2 weeks to prepare for this game, that's part of what Robert Saleh is sort of trying to ingrain in his defense, is saying that, okay, it's not just about if we're facing a Lamar Jackson type of quarterback who we know we have to make sure our backside guy is going to slow play it, just like they would slow play a Shady McCoy or a great cutback runner that some of these teams end up having. You will put that, you'll institute that similar type of mindset with your defense when you feel Pat Mahomes rolling over towards the wide side of the field and say, you know what? If it is Nick Bosa on the backside of it, you don't have to charge as aggressively chasing from the backside. And if you do, have some overlap to it when you're trying to chase,
so
as opposed
stay
to
stay home
say,
a little bit, that understand that you're more valuable covering this side of the field because he's so good at throwing back and seeing everything.
Well, if you feel a running back or a tight end who may have been in the backfield on protection leaking out, that's where you'll see likely him actually slow play it. But it's more the angle of his pursuit from the backside. I mean, as far as you may not actually see him chasing the upfield hip of Pat Mahomes and saying, maybe I'm going to continue on the backside of the field to get a strip. You will see him, if Mahomes is on a hard charge towards the wide side of the field, more likely begin to overlap more vertically, more kind of climbing back towards the pocket downhill, as opposed to that upfield sort of hip like he's trying to get a strip.
That's
just to
stuff.
Be in position to overlap if Mahomes is going to continue running up the field, or if he's coming back, now you're in a better pursuit.